We should have a special whistle or something so we don't have to keep saying, online alert, online alert. Go to our website, NPR.org. Click on Day to Day, where you can find the work of Oscar Fischinger. He's one of the animator artists who collaborated on the Disney classic Fantasia. Oscar was such an animation pioneer, some people say his work led to music videos. Now 10 of his films are out on DVD. Charles Solomon writes about animation for Day to Day.
At a time when most people equated animation with Mickey Mouse, Oscar Fischinger's abstract films were genuinely new. In Allegretto, a short film Fischinger made in 1936, diamonds and ovals in primary colors perform a sensual, upbeat ballet to the music of composer Ralph Ranger. The visual dance is set against a background of expanding circles that suggest radio waves. Since then, Fischinger's boldly original works have inspired other animators.
Here's a guy who's clearly doing something completely different with animation.
Pete Docter, the director of the Pixar hit Monsters Incorporated, remembers his introduction to Fischinger's work.
He'll use movement in these very sweeping, lyrical ways to fit to phrases. He'll punctuate things with sharp changes of color or shape, and he'll use them in phrasings in the same way music does. I mean, really, pretty amazing stuff.
And Fischinger did amaze the artists of Weimar Germany during the 30s. But all abstract art was anathema to the Nazis, and Fischinger fled that nation for Hollywood in 1935. He worked for a time at MGM and Paramount. Unfortunately, his aesthetic style failed to impress Hollywood producers. Award-winning book designer Chip Kidd is an admirer of Fischinger's work.
He was going in a completely different direction than any other animator at the time, and really sort of exploring abstract patterns to play to music, you know, pioneering in what technically is a music video.
Fischinger attempted to continue marrying sound and images in his best-known American work, the sequence of Walt Disney's Fantasia set to Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor. In that section of the film, purple landscapes undulate like a waterbed to cascades of bassoon notes. But Fischinger's collaboration with Walt Disney was not a happy one. Fischinger was furious when his abstract shapes were turned into half-seen violin bows and stylized mountain peaks for Fantasia. And Disney was always uncomfortable with Fischinger's avant-garde vision.
And I think, you know, he was an artist who didn't want to compromise his vision, and I think he struggled most of his life trying to make these films.
Filmmaker and former leader of the band Liquid Liquid, Richard McGuire, discovered Fischinger's work in the 1980s. He used the animation, but not the sound, from a Fischinger short in a music video for the song Cavern in 1997. In Spiritual Constructions, Fischinger manipulated sheets of clay to depict the silhouettes of two pals transforming as they get increasingly drunk in a bar. McGuire discovered these surreal misadventures perfectly matched the song.
It was funny seeing it later played on MTV because it really blew away anything that was stacked up against it. It just looked so different and so modern and so strong in comparison.
40 years after his death, Oscar Fischinger is finally reaching the audience that eluded him during his lifetime. With any luck, the 10 Films disc will be the first installment in a collection of all of Fischinger's surviving work. For NPR News, I'm Charles Solomon.
Charles Solomon watches animation and writes about it in Los Angeles. You can see clips from Oscar Fischinger's films at our website, npr.org.